The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Nun Gimel. Today's daf is being studied, le'elu nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We are in Perek Haskat Batim. We are starting Nun Bet Amud Bet. We are at the two dots in a little more than half the way down the daf, the Amud, starting with a quote from the Mishnah. B'me devarim amurim b'mahazik aval benoten matana v'achim shehalku. What was that saying in the Mishnah? All these dinim of hazakah that we learned is talking about where a person makes a hazakah on his friend's property. So you have the dinim of hazakah. However, if you give a gift to your friend, or let's say brothers that split a yirusha, or let's say the Mishnah said, if a person goes and makes a hazakah on the assets of a ger, he goes and does something to the ger's property, so all he has to do is either make a ni'ilah, na'al is to make a lock, to close a door, or gadar is to build a fence, or parat is to open a fence, kolshu, and that's considered a hazakah. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. How is matana and yirusha amongst the brothers and getting a property of a ger, how is it different than anything that we mentioned earlier? So the Gemara says, Atu kol hane de amrinan, lav bene hazakaninu. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? All these cases that we just listed, that's also considered hazakah. Which means you just said na'al gadar uparatz harezu hazakah. The Mishnah clearly says that you can make a hazakah on these things through either making a lock or building a fence, opening the fence. So how can you tell me in the same Mishnah that there's no hazakah on these things when clearly the Mishnah says harezu hazakah? There is a hazakah on these things. Hasurim mechsera mehachikatani. Bame devarim amurim b'hazakah shiyesh imma ta'ana. Oh, which means, when do we say that you have a hazakah, that's a hazakah shiyesh imma ta'ana? Kegon, for example, mocher omer lo macharti. The seller says, I didn't sell. That's a ta'ana. He's claiming, hey, what are you talking? I didn't sell this to you. Velokeach omer lakachti. And the buyer says, what do you mean? I bought it. Oh, so then you need 3 years. So then if you have 3 years on the karka, so he's believed. Then the buyer is believed to say, when he says that I bought it from you, even though there's a ta'ana against him, even though there's a claim against him, says, no, I didn't sell it. Doesn't matter. Once already he has a hazakah for 3 years, so that's already a ra'aya, that it's his. So you need 3 years when there's a ta'ana coming against you. Aval hazakah she'en ima ta'ana. But in the case where, let's say, nobody's arguing, the Baala Karka, the guy that's selling it, is not arguing. He agrees that he sold it. There's no claim against him. Kegon noten matana, guy gives a gift. Ve'achim shehalku, brothers that divide a Yerusha, ve'mahazik b'nechse hager. Or let's say a person is making hazakah on the assets of the ger, delimikne ve'almahu. In that case over there, the purpose is just to buy it. You're not looking to prove ownership. Nobody's contesting the ownership. There it's in Yan of Dilimikne Ba'almo. You just want to buy it. Oh, in that case, Na'al Gadar Paratz Kolshihu Harezu Hazakah. Then it's a different Inyan. Here we're talking about to make a kinyan. To make a kinyan on something that you should own it immediately. Then if it's a field, you got to either make a lock, close a door, gadar, build a fence, or paratz, or open a fence, whatever it may be, that's considered a hazakah. So the Mishnah is talking about two different things. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about hazakah of 3 years. when do you need a chazakah of 3 years? When somebody's on the other side contesting and saying, hey, that's my field. So the other guy can say, listen, I've been here for 3 years, you didn't open your mouth, and anyway, I bought it from you. Oh, in that case, the 3 years establishes ownership. Masha'enka, the second part of the Mishnah is talking about immediate ownership to purchase. How do I purchase it? How do I own something immediately when nobody's arguing? Because I know I gave you the gift. I'm not arguing. Oh, so how do you give a gift to somebody? So he's got to make a kinyan on the karka, or brothers that divide an inheritance, or a fellow that wants to be koneh, the nechassim of a ger. Chamz Gemaran says, Tani Rav Hoshaya, Bekedushin de Be'Levi. Kedushin de Be'Levi was certain braitot that Levi, the rabbi, established on Masechet Kedushin. So they called them Kedushin de Be'Levi. What did it say in the braita? Na'al, Gadar, Paratz, Kol Shehu, Befanav, Harezu Hazaka. So this is a hadush, that when a person is buying, let's say, a property from somebody, he's got to make the kinyan in front of the person that's selling it to him. It says, Na'al Gadar Paratz Kolshu Befanav. In front of him, Harezu Hazaka. So the Gemara says, Befanav in Shelo Befanav Lo? Why does it have to be in front of him? If a person is buying a property, he should be able to make the Hazaka, the Kinyan, even not in front of the seller. What's this business that has to be in front of the seller? Amaraba Hachi Ka'amar. Befanav. If it's in front of the seller, lo tzarich lememarle, the seller does not have to tell him explicitly, lech hazek vekane. He doesn't have to tell him explicitly, go make a hazaka and be kone. Which means, once already he agrees to the sale, for whatever price that was decided, and he did it, he made the kinyan in front of him, and he didn't protest, so it's nikmit. Because the shetika of the mochir, the silence of the mochir, already reveals to us that the hazakah was done with his permission. So therefore, when it's in front of the seller, so long as they settled on the price, so then the chidush is, he doesn't even have to tell him, lech hazek v'kaneh, he doesn't have to tell him anything. It's automatic. The kinyan is, once he makes the hazakah, we consider it's an acquiescence. Of course he didn't argue. It's koneh. However, shelo befanav, here's the hadush. However, if you're making the kinyan not in front of the mocher, sarich lememarle, then the seller has to say, lech hazek vekane. He has to actually tell him that. Go make a kinyan. Go be koneh. And if he didn't tell him that, the karka is not niknit terelokeya. Because we're not sure that he's gomer da'at. Which was even though they agreed on the price and things like that, but could be he didn't finalize it yet. Could be he's not 100% certain. Which means, even let's say he said lech hazek v'kane. Let's say he even got paid. Let's say he got his money. Still, he has to say lech hazek v'kane. Now, even though, what do you mean? We have a rule that says karkas niknit bekesef. Once you get the money, chara the sale is over. But that's only in a place where they don't know how to write a shtar. You remember we learned that in some places they would accept money and also they would write a shtar as well. So in a place where they normally write a shtar, the money alone is not considered a kinyan, unless they stipulate it, of course. So the hadush over here is, even if he got the money, he's got to tell him, lech hazek vekaneh. Let's read the top Rashbam. שלא בפניו צריך לומר אם בא להחזיק שלא בפניו דמוכר כגון בעיר אחרת, let's say they're in different cities או אפילו באותה עיר or even in the same city שלא מדעתו, but he's not in front of him, he doesn't know yet, של מוכר לא אבי חזקה אלא אם כן אמר למוכר ללוקח, דמוכר אז תתן ללוקח לך חזק וקנה, ואפילו אם נתן לו מעות, even if he gave him money, לא קנה במעות, the money is not קונה, כגון בעיר שכותבים שטר, like we learned in a city that they write a shtar. In a place over in the Minhag is to write a shtar in a kiss of Mu'il Achi Yahazik. He's got to actually either make a Hazaka or Achi Yahtova shtar. Right? Because I remember Perekamad Kedushin. So the Hadush over here is that he's got to make something, either a shtar or a Hazaka, and he's got to tell him Lech Hazek Vekane. He's got to actually tell him that. So comes the Gemara and says, Ba'e Rav. Rav has a question. Matana He'ach. What's the question? Let's get Rashbam. Ba'ayrav, hach b'raita v'shmi'aleh diktani b'fanav v'ashlo b'fanav lo avi hazakah.
So Rav heard the bright that it said that when you're selling a property, there's a hiluk between lefanav and shelo befanav. That when it's lefanav, you don't have to say lechazek v'kaneh, go make a hazakan bikoneh. But when it's not befanav, you have to say lechazek v'kaneh. So he came along and asked the question, mi lem, I'm reading Rashbam, de mechira mai, maybe that's only by a sale, ava b'matana, but by a gift, mekevan cha'amar lo notnani lo karka zu, I'm giving you the karka as a gift, ba'alak ve'azik shlof for everything, when he made a kenyan, even shelo befanav, have your hazakah. Maybe because by a sevara, by a gift is, when a person gives a gift, he gives it ba'ayin yafa. He gives it with a generous eye. So if he means it, he says take the gift, he doesn't have to say lechazek v'kaneh. Maybe by a sale, it's different. Then he holds back until he actually says the words lechazek v'kaneh. So that was Rav's question. Ba'ay Rav, matana he'ach, what's the deal when it comes to a matana? Amar Shmuel. My tibe le abba. So he says, Shmuel says, what's Abba's question? As we learned earlier, Rav's name was Abba. He says, Hashta uma mecher deka yahiv le zuze. Look at this. In the case of the sale, where he actually paid money, or he's destined to pay money, he's going to pay money, or he actually paid the money already. Yamar le lechazek mikane in. Ilolo, and still, even though you got the money, you gotta say lech hazek v'kaneh. And if you didn't say it, it's not koneh matana. That the guy's not receiving anything for it, which means this: the guy that's giving the gift is not getting anything. Local chicken, certainly he has to say lech hazek v'kaneh. Which means if by a sale where the seller is only getting money, and still you're telling me it's not a kenyan, he's not gomer da'at until he says lech hazek v'kaneh. A matana, where the guy's not getting anything in return. Certainly you have to say lech hazek v'kaneh. So Shmuel says, I don't understand your question. If by mechira, kol sheken by matana, you have to say lech hazek v'kaneh. Rav savar, man yahiv matana ba'ayin yafa yahiv. But Rav understood that no, when a person gives a gift, he gives it ba'ayin yafa. He gives it with a generous eye. And therefore, when he says take the gift, he's giving it to him. He's gomer da'at. A gift is different mechanics than a mechira. If you remember, we learned earlier, when let's say a fellow sells a property to his wife, so we said he could still eat perot. Why? Because when a person sells, he sells be'ayin ra'ah. He sells with a miserly eye. He sold it, but he leaves something back for himself. Like we said, he sold the field, but he still has to eat the perot. He's holding something back. But she'enki, when it comes to a matana, that's ba'ayin yafa. People give it over generously, and therefore, that's what Rav's logic was. Maybe by matana, you don't have to say lechazek v'kaneh. He's giving it over in totality. Look at the Rashbam. Verav, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines after they get wide. Verav dekabael esavar ikal marman v'yahiv matana ba'ayin yafa yahiv. Shemachmat chibah, why do you give a gift? Because you love somebody. Natan lo velkach nichale sheyelech v'yachzik. V'ikal lememar dekeman de'amar ledami. That's why you had a safek, which means by a matana, it could be when I tell somebody, take the gift, enjoy the gift. That's implicit as if I'm saying, go make a kinyan on it. Because I love the guy that I give a gift to. So therefore, maybe I don't have to say it when it comes to a gift. When does Shmuel hold ayin yafa? Which means Shmuel is going to hold like this. I also hold the guy gives a gift ba'ayin yafa, but that's only after the kinyan is done. After he tells him lech hazik v'kaneh, then the guy that gave the gift will not eat perot. Cannot eat perot. But first, the kinyan's got to be done in the right way. So Shmuel holds, you have to say lechazek v'kaneh, bim b'mechira, bim b'matana. It's just that by once already the sale is done, then you don't say that the person that that gave the gift can still eat perot. Because then you say he gave it ba'ayin yafa. He gave it generously. He relinquished everything. But Shmuel holds it's got to be done the proper way, like a kinyan. Lechazek v'kaneh, he has to say. Mashiach and Rav says, no, could be the ayin yafa by your gift is different. He holds that the ayin yafa is, he means he's gomer da'at immediately. Go take the field. Take it as a matana, even though he didn't say lechazek v'kaneh. It could be it's koneh regardless. So that's the safek of Rav. So comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, v'chama, you told me in the Mishnah that if a person
wants to buy a field, so he's na'al, gadar, paratz, kolshehu, even a small amount, it's considered a hazakah. So the Gemara says, ve'kama kolshehu, which means, give me an example of kolshehu, what do you mean a little? Gemara says, kiddush Shmuel, it's like Shmuel, da'amar Shmuel, gadar, let's say you built a fence, gadar v'shtimo la'asara, you finished the fence and you made it to 10 tefahim. Uparatz, well, let's say you open the fence, pirtza, a little opening, a small opening, kiddush yikanes v'yetzeba, in order that you can enter and exit, harizu hazaka. So that's considered the kosher, that's the hazaka. So the Gemara says, hay gader echidame. The Gemara wants to understand the case. The fence that you extended, that you built, what's the case? Ilima demi aikara lo havisal keila. If you tell me that the fence was already, when it was less than 10 tefahim, people couldn't climb over the fence anyway, so the fence was serving its purpose. The fence was a low fence, but it served its purpose. People cannot get over the field. So him aiding a couple of tefahim, let's say to make a 10 tefahim, people still can't get in. He didn't do anything. Why is that considered a chazakah? They couldn't enter, they couldn't trespass before, they couldn't trespass after. That's not considered a chazakah. He didn't do anything extra to the field. The era to make Karabu Salkila, Eli wanted to tell me that the fence was so low that originally people were able to trespass. The Hashtag, the guy that came and bought it, Lo Salkila, people cannot trespass. Tuva Abad. He did a lot. That's not called a kolchu. That's called a lot of. He did much more than a kolshu. He did a great thing. Why is the Mishnah only called that a kolshu? So Gemara says, Lo tzericha. You know what the case is talking about? Dimi'ikara havu salkila beravha. Which means, you're right, before he added to the fence, they were able to trespass easily. It was easily just to hop over the fence. The hashta kasalkele bedurka. But now he made it a little more difficult. They could still trespass if they want, but by him adding a little to the fence, now it becomes a little more difficult. That's why it's called kolshu, because he didn't solve the problem in totality, but he made it a little more difficult, so the hadus of Shemuel is that's already considered enough to make a hazakah to be kone a field. Now you told me if you open the fence and kolshu, it's considered hazakah. What's the case? If initially people were able to enter and exit through this fence, now by him adding to the fence, the opening, they still can enter and exit. So therefore, my Abad, what did he do? He didn't add anything to the field. The people can walk in and walk out before he did anything. Didn't change anything. You have to say initially they couldn't walk in at all, which means the field was closed. There was no door there at all. Now you're going to tell me now he made a door that he can enter. Tuva Abad, he did great. That's like a koshu. That's a big service. So give me the case of koshu. Gemara says, Lo tzericha, the case is talking about demi'ikara havu aili ba bedurka, which is initially they can only enter it at the squeeze in. Bedurhak, it was a small little opening. However, Vashta aili ba beravha. Now he widened it a little more, and therefore he can enter it a little more. That's considered pitzak kosher, because he made it a little easier to access. So the Hadush of Shemuel is that that's considered enough in order to make a hazakah for the field. Let's look at the Rashbam. Rashbam over here says a few important hiddushim. Look at the Rashbam on the third wide line. Behashta ka'ayli la beravha. It says now that he made the fence a little bigger so he can enter it bereva. He can enter the field bereva. Right? He made it wider. Depurta ahani. That little benefited. Velo ba'ayli tenutsa de mekara lo ayli klal. Behashta ayli la bedohak. You can't answer that initially they couldn't walk in at all, and now they can walk in, he made a small opening, because from nothing to a little is a lot. So therefore that would not be considered a kolshu. The tuva abid, the shavya pet, because he made a door. Now, the Gemara does not go into making a lock. The Gemara tells us one of the ways to be kone a field is you make a lock, na'al, or you close the door. Now the Mishnah's language is na'al kolshu. The Gemara does not go into how do you make a kol shehu lock. What does that mean exactly? So the Rashbam is going to explain that for us. Na'al kol shehu nami ika lefiru sheki agavna. She satam petach setima kol shehu. He put a closing on the door. Demikara aile lebedavha. Initially, if somebody wanted to trespass through that door, he can go in very easily. And now by putting this lock, so it becomes a little more difficult to enter. So that's considered a kolshu of a ni'ila. Inameh, shekava man'ul bedelet l'n'ol bo,
Dahinu binyan, or stam. He just put a lock on the door, which is that's considered a binyan. He mamas built something on the door itself. Abal sagaret adelit, but just closing the door, bina'al b'mafteh, and turning the key, b'nechseh hager, when it comes to acquiring the property of the ger, ena hazaka. It's not considered hazaka. De'en ze'ila osim mitzvah l'shmod bayit chavero. That's just considered he's protecting his friend's assets. We have an obligation to, when you see your friend's property in danger, you have an obligation to protect it. So when a guy sees his friend's property, let's say the nechseh hager, and it's exposed, and he closes the door and locks it, that's not considered a kinyan. You didn't do anything extra. You have to actually do something extra. So either you built a lock, or you built something in the door, that's a different story. But just to close the door and lock it, that's not considered a kinyan, at least when it comes to nechseh hager. In any event, comes the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Aseh, Amar Rav Yohanan, Natan Siror Vehu'il, Natal Siror Vehu'il, Arezu Hazaka. Now the Gemara discusses different ways to make a hazaka in the field. Let's say he put a rock in a hole. There was, let's say, a fence over there, around the field, and there was a breach. He took a rock and he clogged up the fence. He put a rock in the fence. Then it worked. It was beneficial. Or for that matter, he took a rock out of the fence, and it was beneficial. That's considered a hazakah. So the Gemara asks, "May natan u'may natal?" What's the case of it? You put a rock in, you took a rock out. What benefit can one rock have to make a kinyan? Ilema. Maybe you're telling me the case talking like this: natan siror, which means when you put the rock in, because there was a river, a raging river that was going to come flood the guy's field. So you went and you put a rock in the wall, v'sachar mayamineh, and you caused the water to be stopped, to be blocked, so it won't damage the whole field. And or the other way, natal siror. Let's say, the case over there is talking about the apik. Let's say the field was being inundated. The field was being flooded with water. So what did you do? You pulled out a rock in order to drain the field. The apik mayamina, in order to save the field, so the water gets drained out, so the water will go out through the hole. Gemara said that's not a kinyan. Hay mavriyah ari minichseh haverohu. Literally, it means that's a guy that's chasing a lion away from his friend's assets, which means like this. Torah has an obligation of Hashavat Aveda. If you see your friend's object is lost, you have an obligation to go save your friend's object. Similarly, if you see your friend's asset is getting ruined, you have an obligation to go save the asset if you can do it. So in this case over here, a guy sees his field, his friend's field is being flooded. So when he goes puts a rock in the wall, that's not considered a kinyan. That's just considered mavriyah. It's like chasing a lion away from your friend's asset. You're just saving your friend's asset, which was the Torah's obligation. That's not a kinyan. Or the opposite, where the field is flooded. So now you take a rock out in order to drain the field so the water can leave. That's mavriyah. That's just saving the asset from a lion. That's not considered a kinyan. So what is the case where it makes a kinyan? Ela, the case must be talking like this. Natan seror, where you put a rock in the fence. That what? Detzamad lamaya. Which means, by doing that, by putting the rock in the fence, you cause the water to stay in the field. And now, the water cannot escape, and therefore, you're actually like watering the field. By putting there was water in the field, so you blocked it now to keep the water in. Oh, so that's already doing something as an enhancement. You're not an obligation to water a guy's field. So that's considered already a kinyan. When you put the rock in order to enhance the field, that the water should stay in. Or the opposite. Natal seror. Let's say you took the rock. Meaning you took the rock from where the water is. And now the water can enter the field. So you open the fence so the water can enter. So therefore, to higher the level of the water. So that's already an enhancement to the field, which is to keep the water in, or to bring more water in by putting a rock in or taking a rock out. That already is not saving the field from destruction. The field is already good. You're just enhancing it by more water. So then the deen is that if you did such an item, that's considered a hazakah. Ve'amar Rav Aseh, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. The Basir comes along and says now, in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, Shteh Sadot, you have two fields that are next to each other. Let's say they're Hefker. For example, let's say they belong to Gerim. Okay, they belong to converts, and when a convert dies, it's Hefker, because a convert does not have any assets. So the Hadush over here is, you have two fields next to each other, Umetzer Ehad Benehim, and you have a border in between them separating. Now, what is this border over here? In the times of the Gemara, you used to have like, let's say, a little elevation between the two fields. Maybe it was of stones or some dirt or something like that. It's a little elevated to show the separation between the two fields. That's called a metzir. So you have two fields, you have a metzir in between, this border that protrudes above the ground in between. Now the Gemara discusses. It's free for anybody to take. Which means whoever makes the kinyan on these fields first is koneh, because it's hefker. So the Gemara says, "Hehazik be'ahad mehim liknota." Let's say you went to one of the fields. We'll say the field to the right, the field to the left, for argument's sake. He went to the field to the right. He had kavanah to make a kinyan, but that's it. Only for the right field. So the kinyan is kinah. He's koneh that right field. He's not koneh the left field. Which means, if let's say there was no border in between, so then it's already considered one big field. So then already you say, even though you went to the right side, it's going to the left side also. But once you have a border in between, so you made a hazak on the right side, it's not going to affect the field on the left. Now the Gemara says the other way. Liknot otave et havirta, which means, let's say he made a hazak on the right side. Right? And he had kavanah for the right side and the left side as well. He had specific kavanah, he wants to be koneh both. So the Gemara says, ota kana. The right side is koneh. The havirta lo kana. But again, he's not koneh the other side. Again, because in the first case was just he was made a hazakan, the right side stam. Okay, so right side stam, without any covenant, only for the right side, sure he does not go to the left side, because the border is separating. The second hadush is, even if he had kavanah when he was being hazakah on the right side, he said, I want kavanah for this, and I want to make hazakah for the field that's next to it. It doesn't matter, you're not koneh the left field. Why is that? Because again, we look at them as two separate fields. Because you have a border in between them, and since you have the border in between them, that separates the field. Good, and that is the thing. Liknot ota v'et haverta ota kana v'et ota kana. Last case, liknot et haverta af ota lo kana. That's right. Which means, let's say he's on the right side of the field, the right field, and his kavanah is to be koneh the left. I mean, he did a hazakah on the right with kavanah to be koneh the left. Then he's not koneh anything. He's not koneh the left because he didn't do anything on the left side. And he's not koneh the right because he had no kavanah for the right. He was on the right, we're coming out to the left. So therefore, even the field that he was koneh, even the right side that he was working on, he is not koneh because he does not have the kavanah. The Rashbam says, the lon that kaven nazik ba ve'en hazak ele medato. The hazak has to be with knowledge. The en adam koneh shlo medato. You have to have kavanah. So therefore, those are the basic case. So the first case is a stam case. The second case is, even he had kavanah, when he was koneh, he wants, I want right and left. You only koneh right. And the third case is when he was made a hazakan, the right only for the left. Then he's not koneh either of them. Okay. Let's continue the cases. Gemara says, Ba'er Bizera. The Bizera has a few variations on the cases that we just discussed. His first question is like this. Hehezik be'ahat mehen. Let's say he had hazaka on the right side, right? The right field over there. But his kavanah was liknot ota ve'et hametzer. He wanted to be koneh that field that he made the hazaka on, plus the actual border. Which means his kavanah was not only right side, left side. His kavanah was the right side with the border. Now, his kavanah was to be koneh the border as well with that hazaka. Now, what's the two sides? Do we say that the metzer is considered part of the karka, the kaneh, And therefore he's kunei everything. Because since he had kavanah for the metzir, could be the way that Rashbam's Lashon is, Mi lema, I'm reading Dibura Mateh Ba'ere Bizera. Mi lema, Haid Rabbi Yohanan lo kana haverta b'chizkata di'idach, that which Rabbi Yohanan said above, that if you make a hazak on the right side, you're not kone the left side. Haidu mishum shilon et kaven la'azik b'metzer, that's because you didn't have kavanah to be kone the border. V'kevan shum mafsik, and since the border is separating, lo toril hazakal sadeh ahed, sheno mechubala, it's not going to be kone, because it's not connected. Aval ha'achad mechavim liktot gam et ha'metzer, here you threw in the metzer also with your kavanah. Be'im haverta, ma'im yamlin ha'im metzer da'hai ar'ashi azik ba, who? You say that the metzer is connected to the field that you were kone ba, ve'kana gamma metzer, and you kone the metzer also. Once you kone the metzer, now the metzer also belongs to the second guy because it's on the board. If you kone the second one also, which is maybe when you include the metzer, since you can be kone the metzer because it's on your side also, and it's on the second one and the second side as well, it's between, so the metzer could combine both of them. You must order now, maybe no. Or no, or maybe you look at the metzer as not part of any field. Maybe you look at the metzer as just separating between the fields. So therefore, having kavanah to be kone the metzer is not going to do anything. Rashbam's language is hametzer muflag menasele gavoa or namuch, because it's higher or lower than the fields itself. וכול אחד מקום חשוב בפני עצמו, הוא מצר לבד ושדה לבד, the מצר is separate and the field is separate, ולא מבית החברתה לא קנה, אלא אפילו המצר לא קנה, it says, forget about that, you're not going to be the left, so you won't even be the מצר. The מצר itself is a separate entity, according to the second side of the question. Therefore, just by adding the מצר, won't do anything. Not only won't it get you the next field next to it, it won't even get you the מצר itself. Good. So the Gemara leaves this question in a tiku. The Gemara says, tiku, that's a question. The Gemara doesn't answer it. Ba'er Rabbi Elazar, another question. He hazik b'metzer, which means, let's say the guy actually made a kinyan mamash on the metzer itself. There's a new case. He actually made the kinyan hazik on the metzer itself. Liknot shtehin in order to acquire both sides. Ma'u mi'aminin ha'i metzer afsera dar'ahu. Interesting. Do you say that the metzer, the border, and this is what we're going to say now, is the reins of the field, reins of the, like of a horse. The deen is, if I'm selling you a horse or an animal, and once I pull the reins, I'm koneh, because the reins itself controls the animal. The reins control the animal, so you don't have to move the animal itself, just pull the reins. Similarly, the protection of a field is the border. The border controls the fields. The border protects the fields. So it could be once I made a kinyan on the border, it's like making a kinyan on the reins of the animal, and therefore I'm koneh. And therefore, because it protects the borders of the karka, just like the reins protect the animal so it doesn't run away. The kaneh, therefore I can be koneh. O dilma hay lechodekai, or do you say no? The reins is part of the animal, it's connected to the animal. Mashe'en kem, the metzer, it's a separate entity in itself, and therefore cannot be kone, you cannot be kone the two sides. And the Gemara leaves that in a tiku as well. So therefore, those are the two extra questions that the Gemara asked on this case. Let's review these cases again. The Gemara wanted to understand in a situation over here where you have two fields next to each other, right, left, and you have a metzer in between. So the first cases were, you just makoneh the right side, you made a hazakah, that doesn't affect anything on the left. Good. Even if you had kavanah, I'm making a hazakah on the right to be koneh the left, still doesn't matter, because bottom line, there's a metzer in between, it separates. And kol sheken, if I had kavanah on the right side only to be koneh the left side, then I'm koneh nothing. Not the left, because it's separated, not the right, because I don't have kavanah for the right. Then we had different questions over here, that if I had kavanah for the right side plus the metzer, that was one question. Or if I actually was made a hazak on the mitzvah itself, maybe that's considered like making a kinyan on the reins of the animal, which works. Or do you say maybe it's still considered separate? And the Gemara leaves on all these questions over here a tiku. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Nachman, new case. Amar Rava Bar Abu, Shne Batim. Okay, you have two houses. The houses are Hifkir. Ze Lifnim Mize, which means one is in front and one is behind.
the people behind, the house behind, or there's no people, then I go to Sefker, but the only way to get to the Rishut HaRabim is you have to walk from the back house through the front house to the Rishut HaRabim. The front house just has to walk out the front door, but the back house has to walk through the front house outside. So now the Gemara has questions of it. Let's say a guy made a hazakah on the outer house to make a kinyan on it. So of course, kinao, so he's kunit. Again, his kavanah was for that house. It's not a package deal. Just because he made a hazakah on the outer house, he doesn't get the inner house. And the hadush is, even if he had kavanah, liknot otovet apinimi. Let's say he made a kinyan on the outer house, with kavanah to be kone, the inner house as well. Heitzon kana. Yeah, the outer house is kone. Pinimi lo kana. But the inner house, he's not kone. Because the outer house doesn't serve the opposite. The inner house does not serve the outer house. It's the opposite. And therefore, you didn't make a kinyan on the ikar item. The ikar house is the inner house. The outer house, if you made a kinyan on the outer house, is subservient to the inner house. So if you made a kinyan on the outer house with kavanah for the inner one, you're not going to kone only the outer one. Liknot et apinimi, and that's why the next din is also understandable. If your kavanah was only for the inner house, which you made a kinyan on the outer house with kavanah for the inner only, you're not going to anything. You're not going to the inner house, because the inner house is not subjugated to the outer house, and you're not going to the outer house because you have no kavanah for the outer house. So we're not going to anything over here. So now the Gemara has some cases. Now let's go the other way. The guy made a hazakah on the inner house. Okay, now we understand. Made a hazakah on the inner house. Kinao, why not? He's kunet. But he's not kunet the outer house, because he just had kavanah for the inner house. Liknot otov et ha'chison, but if you had kavanah for both, and here's the chiddush, kana et shtehen, is kone both, because when we look at the outer house is subservient to the inner house, because the outer house, you got to walk through it to get out. So therefore, when I'm kone the inner house, the one that was behind, we'll call it the pinimi, so I'm kone the inner house, so therefore, and I have kavanah for the outer house as well. So since I was kone the ikar, the tafel also comes with it. Because this second house, the outer house, serves me. Because I got to walk through it. So therefore the deen is, liknot otov et ha'chitzon kana shenehen. However, liknot et ha'chitzon af pinimi lo kana. That's right. Let's say I'm in the inner house, and my kavana is to make a kinyan on the inner house only for the outer house. Then I'm kone nothing. I'm not kone the inner house, but enough kavana. I'm not kone the outer house, because I cannot make a kinyan on the house unless it comes with the inner house. But the outer house alone, I'm not koneh. So again, the guy on the inner house, he had kavanah for the outer. Which means he made a kinyan on the inner house, but not for itself, for the outer house. You're not koneh anything. You're not koneh the inner house because you didn't have kavanah for it. And you're not koneh the outer house because I cannot koneh the outer house alone. I can only koneh the outer house if it's connected to the inner house. Comes the Gemara and says, new story, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Bar Abu Habone Paltirin Gedolin Benichse Hager. Guy's a ger. He died. His property is a fker. Guy went and he built a palace on the ger's property, but he did not put doors on the palace, so the palace is still open. He's still, anybody can enter it. Uba Acher Ve'amid Lahim Delatot. And somebody came along and put the doors on somebody else. Kana. The guy that put the doors on the palace, he's koneh the asset. What's the reason? Because we look at the first guy, he just was turning over stones. Which means building a palace without doors is nothing. You didn't do anything to the property. Because people still can come in. It's still hefker. They can do whatever they want. And therefore, it's just like a guy piling stones together in a field. Piling stones doesn't do anything to the field. And therefore, that's considered a hazakah. But the second guy that puts the door up, once you put the door up, that already closes the armon, then it's already considered a hazakah. Amar Avdimi Bar Yosef, Amar Bir Azar Hamotze, Palterin Benichse Ager. Let's say you already found palace built already on the Nechse Ager. So there's nothing you can do. The palace is built already, but I want to make a hazakah. Vesad Behem Siyu Dehad. Oh, so you just put some, let's say, a limestone on the walls
of the palace, or kiyu rehat, or you drew a picture for decorations for noi, kena'an. So that already is considered a kenyan. Vikama, how much limestone do you have to put on the wall? Or let's say a limestone only, or cement, or whatever it may be. How much you have to put, or how much design you have to draw? Amar of Yosef, amma. It has to be 1 amma by 1 amma. It's like 2 feet by 2 feet. Amar of Hazda, uch neged petach. But Rav Hazda comes along and restricts and says it's only talking about where you made this picture next to the entrance. That's already considered hashivut, which means if you do it next to the entrance where it's noticeable, then 1 amma by 1 amma is considered enough. However, in another part of the house, then already you have to do more, because you have to make it more noticeable. So again, if I was not saying that, which you said, amma by amma, that's by the entrance. Because anything by the entrance is more noticeable, so you can get away with less. Mashiach, if it's not going to be by the entrance, so you have to do more than amma by amma. Amma Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Hai milta. The following halakha. Amar lan Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat told it to us from his own da'at. Ve'anhirinu aynin mimatnita. And then he brought us a proof from his statement, from a braita. What did he say? Hiddush. Hamatziya matza'ot benichse ha-ger kana. A guy goes onto a property of a ger. We know already, the property of a ger is efker. Guy wants to make a hazakah. So what did he do? He went to the field, he put, let's say, matza'ot, mattresses down. He put mattresses down on the field, and he lied on the mattress on the field. That's considered a hazakah. Even though you didn't do anything to the field itself, but you were nehenef from the field, you benefited from the field, you put a matzah down, a cushion, that's the right word, a cushion you put down, and you lied on it, that's what he considered a hazakah. Where did he see such a halakha? Vanhedinu aynin, he enlightened our eyes, mimma'ita, from a braita. What does it say in the braita? Mahi. What does it say in the braita? Netanya. Ketzad b'chazaka. Guy wants to buy an Eved Kena'ani. Okay, Eved Kena'ani. How do you acquire an Eved Kena'ani with a chazaka? What do you have to do to the Eved to be kone an Eved Kena'ani? Eved Kena'ani is like karka. So what do you have to do to be kone the Eved? So it says, Na'alo min'alo. He served you. Let's say the Eved put on the master's shoes. So he did you a service. You kone. Or he tidlo min alo, or he took off your shoes. Or sheholich kelav aharav lebet hamirchas, or he carried the master's kelim to the bathhouse. He served them. V'hifshito, or let's say he took his clothes off, he disrobed them, he undressed them. V'hiso, or the eved, let's say, bathed the master. Sako, or he put oil on the master's body. Girado, he scratched him. Let's say he had the scratching. V'hilbisho v'hinilo, or for that matter, he dressed him. And he put his shoes on. It says putting his shoes on, you know, we said that already, because it's connecting it to dressing. Again, he served him. All those cases over there is considered a hazakah. Now, vehigbiho, or if he lifted him. Now, we have to see what that means, he lifted him. Who lifted who? We'll see. In all these cases, the kenyan is a kenyan. Amar bishamon, so the bishamon comes along and says, lo te hazakah gedola mehagbaha. Hazakah cannot be more strict than Hagbaha, which means if an Eved, if you can be Konein Eved with Hazakah, the ways we mentioned above, certainly you should be able to be Konein Eved b'Hagbaha. She'Hagbaha Konein b'chol makom, which means Hagbaha, there's a certain Kenyan called Hagbaha, which if you lift the item up, that Kenyan is called Kenyan Hagbaha. That Kenyan is a well-known Kenyan, and it applies to many cases. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, if Hazakah, which only applies to fields, works by an Eved, certainly Kenyan Hagbaha, which is a more prevalent Kenyan, should work by an Eved as well. Which technically means, if you lift the Eved up, you just pick him up, Hagbaha will work as well. Now, we don't know what Rabbi Shimon is saying different than the rabbi before him, because the rabbi before him, Tanakama, also said Higbiho. He also said, if you lift them up. So what is Rabbi Shimon coming along and saying that Kenyan Hagbaha should work? Tarakama also said that. So the Gemara says, Mai Ka'amar, which means, what was the Kavana of Tanakama when he said that you can be Konein Eved with Hagbaha? Who's lifting who? So the Gemara's Hadush is like this, Haki Ka'amar, Higbiho Lirabo, which means the Eved lifted up the master. Let's say the master had to get to his bed. like it's a high bed or something like that. So he lifted him up, so that's considered a service. So just like if he dressed him or undressed him, put on his shoes, took off his shoes, bathed him, and all those cases over there is considered a hazakah. The rabbi said there's another hazakah. If the eved lifts the master in order to elevate him, because he has to get to somewhere, so to get to his bed, let's say, kina'o, so that's considered a hazakah as well, which means using a service from the eved is considered a service. No matter how he served you. So Gemara says, "Higbihor rabbo lo." However, Tanakama says, "If the master lifted the eved, kinyanak baha lo kinao," which means that's not considered using the eved, which means you only can be kinyan eved with hazakah. But kinyan hagbaha is not going to work if you lift the eved, not kinyan. To that, the Bishimon says, "Amar Bishimon lo te hazakah kedola mahagbaha shagbaha kinyan bechol makom." Rabbi Shimon says, "No, I argue with you. If hazakah works." Called Sheken Hagbaha is going to work, because Hagbaha doesn't work in, Hagbaha works in all cases. But all metaltelin you can be Koneh Hagbaha. So therefore, if Hazakah works by an Eved, certainly if you lift the Eved, you can be Koneh as well. So therefore, first of all, we establish a very big Hadush. We have a fantastic Mahalok between Tanakama and the Bishimon. Can you be Koneh and Eved Hagbaha? Tanakama says no. But, and the Bishimon says yes. But now the Sheila is, Tanakama holds, if the Eved lifted you up, that's considered as if he, you're koneh with a hazakah. Now, the hadush of here is, that's considered a kinyan hazakah, because bottom line, you benefited from the goof of the eved, which means when you leaned on the eved, you benefited from him. Which means when he's lifting you up, you're resting on the eved, so it's like you're lying on the eved. No different than when you're lying on the karka. So back to Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat said if a guy has a field, and you put cushions on the field, and you lie on the cushions that are on the field, so you're benefiting from the field. Similarly, so I'll prove it to you. Because when a guy's being lifted by the eved, you're resting on the eved. The eved's like karka. And just like that's considered a hazakah, so too when you put the mattresses, the cushions on the field, you'll be koneh as well. And therefore, that's going to be koneh from the hazakah. So that's the chiddush of Rav Sheshat. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.